I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
And welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, Alice Levine, James Cooper. How are we? How have your weeks been? What have you been up to?
I don't know why you're so cheery. I'm so worried.
Why?
About Bella.
Oh.
You just looking trundling in like, well, I care in the fucking world.
I've just been looking forward to seeing you both. But yes, you're right. We should be mourning.
He's the kind of guy that would laugh at a funeral, isn't he? No respect. Although I had actually entirely forgotten. Yes, gosh, I hope she's okay. Yes.
No, you don't. You hope she's dead.
No.
That's more insincere than me. Come on. Yeah, you're right. Maybe we should think about the passing of Bella. Well, but actually, James, premature.
Yeah, but isn't the chapter title something like beep, 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 and a beep suggests a flat line to me? Yeah.
So have you been in mourning all week? Have you had the black armband on?
Black armband. I'm dehydrated from crying.
Have you refused to enjoy life this week?
I'm not eating. I'm not taking in food.
Nil by mouth.
Nil by mouth. It's been a really traumatic week.
So you're not dating?
Oh no, he's still dating.
Nothing will stop that. Whereas you two, Jamie, I've never seen you in a jazzier shirt. Alice has got a fucking red clip in her hair. Like.
Oh, very nice. That's the head of the head.
It's what she would have wanted. She is a very glamorous, was a very glamorous woman.
I agree. I don't think she would like you mourning in this way, James. I think she would want it to be, you know how those people say, when I have a funeral, I want a carnival. You know, they're quite...
Celebrate my life. Don't celebrate my death.
Exactly. They are quite annoying, those people. But I do think that Bella would be that sort of...
Who says have a carnival?
Well, you know.
Have a carnival.
When I die, set up a carnival.
When I die, big wheel, please.
Cremate me in Rio.
Actually, James is the kind of person that would say have a carnival. I mean, he's the kind of guy that had a 9-piece brass band at a birthday that was in a room that I would say is 4 square foot.
Okay, right.
People were jumping off the balcony to escape the noise.
So I was recently out of a relationship and not feeling very good. So I splurged on this band, which, yeah, everyone then fucked off out of the room. They played for like an hour
so
and a half.
So loud.
Like brass band versions of like The Prodigy and like Africa by Toto. It was so good, and everyone left. It was such a waste of money.
A 9-piece, that's quite a lot.
In hindsight, 9, they go to Glastonbury with 9, so it was probably a bit over the top.
It was an orchestra.
But yes, back to the matter in hand. Quick show of hands, great for a podcast. Who thinks Bella's dead? You both think she's dead?
We both put our hands up for the benefit of the team.
Oh, okay.
But think or hope, because Alice is dead.
Yes, sorry. I just heard Bella dead and put my hand up.
Change the tune from last week, because you both were pretty adamant by the end that actually this was just a big rocky ruse.
I suppose I hope that he's got the gall, got the chutzpah to actually follow through, because it's quite exciting when people kill off big characters in fiction.
Yeah, and he has been cock-teasing it for a while, hasn't he?
Don't say cock-tease in relation to death.
Slash your dad.
As Emma Thompson would say.
Just trying to kind of, you know, lighten the mood a bit. Because he, you know, Belinda nearly died in a car crash.
She didn't nearly die.
But this is my point.
It was a flat tyre.
He's teased it before, so maybe he's finally going to follow through.
He's cried wolf too many times.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, are we ready?
No.
This could be it.
Stop smirking.
I'm sorry, I just find it hilarious that you're this invested. Can you just rewind 4 years? The thought of you being this upset about anything that happened in these books ever is laughable in itself.
Oh, God. If she is dead, God forbid, can you promise me that there won't be any flashbacks where you do the voice. If it's posthumous, can we have a normal voice?
The prequel is being written as we speak, Alice. Okay. Belinda Blinked 5, Chapter 2. Beep, beep, beep. Every card-wearing member of the Confidential Order of...
Oh, they make cards.
Do you mean card-holding?
Yeah, why are they wearing their cards?
Badge-wearing, card-holding.
Not very confidential if you're literally wearing your card on
your
clothes.
That's true.
Many issues. Every card-wearing member of the Confidential Order of Cookware Knights were there. And Paddy the barman.
Why is he there?
I'm sure he's in the Confidential Order. I'm sure he was at that meeting.
He was, but he was just there to supply the drinks. Light refreshments, etc.
So he's got high security clearance, but he's just not a cock.
He's never been a cock.
Okay.
There, gathered in preeminent mourning of their fallen comrade, Bella Candida Ridley.
Candida
Ridley.
Isn't that a yeast infection?
Is it?
Is it?
Isn't that?
I thought it was a brand of sugar. Canderel, sorry.
Isn't it like thrush?
Candida.
One sec. It's either that or a sugar replacement.
Are there other names that he means? Candice?
Candice, yes, of course. It's a few letters out.
Yeah, it's pretty much thrush. So
it is, honestly.
So thrush is a medical condition in which a yeast-like fungus called Candida or Candida albicans overgrows in the mouth and throat.
Oh.
So yeah, Bella, thrush, McGee or whatever her surname is.
Bizarre, but... nothing new there.
You can pass it on to your baby, by the way.
But I also have no doubt that Bella would have had thrush at some point. The stuff she sticks up there.
You can avoid Candida or Candida by changing your underwear daily and washing underwear in hot water. That can destroy the fungus.
Or by blowing her up in a bomb.
True.
Either or.
Yeah, that'll get right rid of it.
But does that mean her parents thought it up?
Maybe, yeah.
But so, not knowing what it meant?
Maybe they thought it was like a nice Spanish or French name.
Candida, it's quite a nice name.
I know a word. Candida.
Oh, you do?
I actually do know a Candida.
Well, there you go.
Well, then maybe it's Candida then.
I love that subtle change of pronunciation
is everything with these names.
Oh, I know a Candida.
I don't know her well, but I just thought, actually, I don't know if it's spelt the same, but yeah, a Candida.
Are you serious? You realise you're pretty much saying the same word.
But wait, so one is thrush and one is a girl's name. I mean, you just avoid it, would you not?
Sometimes, Alice, I think you're just being pedantic.
Okay, so you know what is it?
Candida.
Candida.
Extremely different to Candida.
Candida. Bella Candida Ridley.
I would say relegating all of that discussion to the bin. I think I've wasted a lot of people's time there.
Hey, we've filled a few minutes.
Am I right?
The sporadic beep, beep, beep of Bella's lifestyle monitor.
Life support, Rocky, lifestyle monitor. Just checking
also,
how you're living your life.
Not sporadic. Very, very consistent. Beep, beep, beep. Nothing sporadic about it.
Yeah, if it's sporadic, pull the lever.
Beep,
or
ba, 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 boop, ba, boop, ba, boop, ba, da, boop, boop.
She beeps as she lived. Very, very erratically. The sporadic beep, beep, beep of Bella's lifestyle monitor were a toxic reminder of the lives they newly valued in light of the flagrant commercial terrorism of the week before.
She's on life support.
Looking deep into Bella's eyelids, Belinda...
I don't think that needs a comment. We know what we're laughing at.
If you know, you know.
Looking deep into Bella's eyelids...
Well, you've got no choice, really, have you? Because actually, they say when you're in that kind of state, that somewhere you do appreciate people being there.
Yeah.
And you're not going to just not go in because your eyes are closed, are you?
No.
Hearing's the last thing to go, apparently.
Is it really?
Mm.
So keep chit-chatting.
Looking deep into Bella's eyelids, Belinda wiped a salty tear from her cheekbone, knowing the day had dawned. She clambered onto Bella's gurney.
What?
And tossed her tresses back to the past.
Behind her, I guess.
What are tresses?
A hair. A mane.
Oh, okay, right.
Lo, my fellow COCKs. What a miracle we've all escaped the hue and cry of the car explosion. Well, except for dearest Bella, who, is this moment under me, unconscious on these disposable sheets of a hospital bed.
Sorry, she's doing this rousing speech straddling her.
Who at this moment is suffocating on my buttocks, right underneath me.
She's going to wake up, isn't she? She's going to wake up with her on top of her. There's my prediction.
But we will not go down without fighting back, and I, Belinda Blumenthal, the leader of us all, has a plan.
The woman could have averted all of this if she hadn't just stopped to give a blowjob to James Spooner, lest we forget.
Yeah.
But that's like saying Franz Ferdinand's assassination kicked off the First World War. I mean, there were other factors at play. You know, was the blowjob the straw that broke the camel's back? You know, it feels like it would have happened, blowjob or no blowjob. You know, you can't, not to compare.
Belinda was the black hand in this situation, yeah?
Not to compare Belinda noshing down to Franz Ferdinand, but I feel like there is an allegory there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
No, there's so many comparisons to be drawn.
So she has a plan anyway. This leader has a plan. She's Elizabeth Warren. She has a plan for that.
That'll do well.
If she's still in the primary. I knew you would. You are loved.
What is going on? Someone is that Paddy?
Said Tony. Pretty sure that she was heading straight into a pay rise.
Oh, surely the last thing on your mind. Mm.
I have procured a safe house, and the anciently housemaster of the keys will be the newly acting protector of all cock members.
I mean, I hate to say something obvious. That's bad English, for starters. The anciently...
Anciently what?
The anciently housemaster of the keys.
The anciently housemaster of the keys. I don't even know where to put the emphasis, because that's not a sentence.
The old bloke who carries the keys, is that what she means?
Well, housemaster of the keys is capitalised, if that helps you decipher this anymore.
Sorry, the anciently housemaster of the keys, yeah.
The anciently housemaster of the keys.
Anyway, so sorry, she's procured a house.
A safe house.
Where the fuck has she procured a house from, and when did she do that? She's been very busy up until now.
She's had a week, to be fair.
To procure a house. You've just tried to buy it. It's taken you a fucking age.
I've been trying to buy a house for at least 6 months.
Don't get too excited, though, because she's probably just got like a one-bedroom bedsit that they've all got to sleep in.
Yeah, or it's just a room at the Pentra.
Probably.
So, I have procured a safe house, and the anciently housemaster of the keys will be the newly acting protector of all cock members. But who is this bloke? Can we trust him? Demanded Des Martin, still in stitches.
What, laughing?
I think literally with his mood.
He's as happy as Alice about Bella's death.
Said Des, pissing himself.
The housemaster of the keys, or Monty to his friends, had recently taken voluntary redundancy on the basis of rapidly diminishing results coupled with a hostile corporate climate. Technically, he was still on the Steel's Pots and Pans payroll, and Sir James, never a fellow to lose a deal, threaded the twine of functionality through the loophole of business and demanded his return to the front line of kitchenware preservation.
Was that one set? Wow.
Whoa!
Thank you.
Are you lightheaded?
Rada, I am available for auditions.
Was that one sentence?
That was.
Holy shit.
Things I picked up from that.
Okay, because I wasn't really concentrating on the content, more on just the verbiage.
I saw you do on the anciently written words. I saw you take a deep breath like a kid. So he used to work at Steel's, so we could have met Monty.
Mm-hmm. The Christmas party, perhaps.
Perhaps.
What was he made redundant for? A bad deal?
Well, he's taken voluntary redundancy. That's quite important. We don't want to slur him, James.
Apologies.
You don't usually stay on the payroll on that. Does Rocky think voluntary redundancy just means you're paid off till your dying day? Or do they just mean he's still on the books?
Maybe the books. So, yeah, so he'd taken voluntary redundancy. And so Sir James threaded the twine of functionality through the loophole of business. And has brought him back into the fold.
Oh, because he served a purpose, they found a loophole.
Yeah, so Steel's a funding cock. They've created this role, the housekeeper, the anciently housekeeper of the keys.
Housemaster of the keys.
Sorry, housemaster of the keys.
And we presume that the house that's been procured is also being paid for by Steel's.
No wonder they're at a fucking loss. This must be costing a fortune.
Bleeding money and blood. Okay.
If somebody's not delivering in their role at Steel's, I love that they're like, so instead you're caretaker of a spooky old mansion. Like, what is that? If I was Monty, I'd be like, no, you're all right. I took voluntary redundancy to get out of there.
I'm on the Costa del Sol, mate. I'll call you later. The housemaster of the Keys, or Monty to his friends, had recently taken voluntary redundancy on the basis of rapidly diminishing results coupled with a hostile corporate climate. Technically, he was still on Steele's payroll, and Sir James, never a fellow to lose a deal, threaded the twine of functionality through the loophole of business and demanded his return to the front line of kitchenware preservation. "It's Monty from accounts," Belinda replied.
"He's an accountant! He has no qualifications to protect a mansion."
"A collection of, oh, okays. Seems fair to me's, and I've missed his sandwiches. Blue."
So there's two things that's possible there. He's either brought in a platter of sandwiches every day or once a week for the office.
To be liked.
Or someone's been stealing his lunch from the fridge. Monty's like, "Where's my sandwiches?" And if that's the case, if he can't protect his fucking sandwiches, he shouldn't be protecting
Also, if he's bringing in a tray of sandwiches every week for everyone.
That's nice.
It's nice, but I want better security on this mansion.
It's needy. I don't agree with that.
Someone's going to come to the door and be like, "I bought you this cookie." Like, "Oh, thank you so much." Wander away and like, that's it. Then they're exposed.
So, a collection of, oh, okays. Seems fair to me's. And I've missed his sandwiches. Blew on the wind in acceptance.
Is it windy in the ICU? Someone shut the door.
"Our next meeting is at the safe house at 1505 hours, 2 weeks yesterday, where we are..."
Sorry, when?
1500, 3 o'clock.
And 5 hours.
Yesterday.
3:05.
1505 hours.
So what, 5 hours after 1500 or 5 minutes after 1500?
3:05 in the afternoon. Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks yesterday.
2 weeks yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday.
Or 2 weeks yesterday, as in 2 weeks' time, but whatever day yesterday was.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, but 2 weeks. Great. But 2 weeks yesterday is expired. Like, you've all missed it. It was 3:05, 2 weeks yesterday.
2 weeks from... Oh, no, yeah, 2 weeks yesterday.
The next meeting was gone.
The next meeting is before the bomb even happened.
It's before there was even a cock.
2 weeks yesterday.
"Our next meeting is at the safe house at 1505 hours, 2 weeks yesterday, where we are getting our fucking shit together, guys."
Whoa, okay.
All right.
"Excusez-moi à la française." That's how I imagine she'd say it.
"C'est bon.
Excusez-moi à la française. We'll rescue Slints, liberate the blueprints, and send Bish down to the underworld where he belongs." The cheers were intoxicating, but perhaps a little much for a place of healing.
I was going to say, it's the intensive care unit.
Is she still riding her?
It wasn't long before a stern-looking doctor...
Finally.
...marched into the room and demanded everyone to leave.
Yes.
Visiting hours are very short, and generally you're not allowed to sit on the patient or cheers around them.
I can't imagine they've put rousing speech in the rules, though. Yeah. We've probably never had to deal with that before.
No union meetings, please.
It wasn't long before a stern-looking doctor marched into the room and demanded everyone to leave. "Except you." Belinda felt and looked shrunk. It was her first meeting with Bella's doctor, and it hadn't started well. Dr. Studd beckoned Belinda to sit down.
Dr. Studd. Has she come up with that, or is that his name? Dr. Studd.
That's his name.
This is a proper porno.
"What appears to be the issue, Dr. Studd?"
The issue is she's been in a coma for a week and this is the first time you've ever spoken to me.
The issue is that James needs to watch more heterosexual pornography.
"You going to put your thermometer in me, Dr. Studd?" "I've been a very naughty girl."
No, it's not naughty. I mean, naughty in hospital, have you? That's prison.
"Very sickly."
"I've got thrush, Dr. Studd."
"Oh. I've got a low platelet count, Dr. Studd."
"My blood pressure's all over the shop, Dr. Studd."
"I've got this unusual dermatological issue, Dr. Studd."
Okay, you two are enjoying this way, way too much.
"Could it be psoriasis, Dr. Studd?"
"I think I need your cream for that, Dr. Studd."
"Where's she from? Where's she from?"
"Intensive care seems a bit over the top, Dr. Studd."
Oh, and that's Dr. Studd.
I don't think we need to go on. You two have the gall to mock Rocky. Honestly, you should be ashamed.
That voice is fantastic, James, that you do.
I can hear myself doing it. I really like it.
Did it turn you on?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
I've always thought that James probably likes to watch himself.
Excuse me?
Do you like a mirror?
What? When I'm in the act? Actually, no. I would turn anything away. If I even got a glimpse. Have you ever got a glimpse of something?
Oh, awful. My God. Fully awful. Do you put throws over all the mirrors in the house?
Like an old country estate.
Yes.
No, but I would never position my mirrors towards the bed.
Oh, God. Well, that would be intimidating.
But then if I've been at someone else's and you're like, oh, Jesus.
Have you ever been somewhere with a mirrored ceiling?
No. Have you?
No.
No
Have
way.
I?
No. Come on. They don't exist.
Yeah, it's 2019.
Really. Do they not exist?
If anyone listening has a mirrored ceiling, get in touch and ask yourself why.
Yeah. Take a good long look at yourself exactly. In your ceiling mirror.
Whilst you're lying down in bed.
Okay, so. Dr. Studd beckoned Belinda to sit down. Belinda, may I call you Belinda?
Oh, that's my name,
said Dr. Studd. Why, yes, of course. I mean, everyone else does, so why not you too?
Because it's your name.
Now, do you know why I held you back? Belinda smiled into Dr. God. Studd's steely blue eyes and said, honestly, I haven't a clue, Doctor.
Honestly, I haven't a clue, Dr. Studd.
Wait, is James going to do this voice?
Oh my gosh, should I do Belinda voice?
Are you going to be Belinda?
Wait, is she still on Bella?
She may have dismounted, I'm not sure.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Studd. I'm just trapped up here. I need a big, strong man to get me down.
Well, Belinda, here's a big one. In addition to being an unconscious specialist...
It's not called an unconscious specialist.
Well, what is it called?
I don't know.
A coma specialist?
Out cold
specialist? I practice as a consulting sex therapist. What multitasking, Belinda believed.
I do believe.
What multitasking, Dr. Studd?
So wait... So he,
you're going to get so many tweets about this.
I also think it's an unusual combination of specialisms. People who are unconscious and sex therapist. I would
worrying.
Say, I would say the unconscious probably don't need you there. And what is he doing it on the side? Is he operating out? He's surely not operating out of the hospital. You don't get normal hospitals offering sex therapy, do you?
No. What multitasking, Belinda believed. Dr. Studd leant back. Undress, please.
Huh?
Everything. Belinda balked. She wasn't used to having to get completely undressed at the doctor's.
Just everywhere else.
I was going to say, that's her one safe space.
But with a heavy sigh, she went through the familiar routine of undressing. Before long, she stood nude before the good doctor.
The good doctor? What year is it?
Oh. Veronica Studd.
Society's norms.
The patriarchy
is bad, isn't it?
Has rocked our world.
Wow. That is so bad.
Yeah, it just said doctor and we assumed male.
I mean,
that's
stud
awful.
Is a male horse. So stud makes you think male.
And a female horse is a stallion sister or whatever.
But our voice still applies because it was Belinda talking to Dr. Studd.
That's true, but you were saying, I just need a big man to help me get out.
That was Alice.
I'm embarrassed. I did say that.
Awful. Get out.
Alice, it's not you, it's society. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Thanks, James.
Well, that's a hell of a way to not make any progress.
So I'm confused.
Not our fault, it's just the way that we are. Thanks. See you.
It's how I've been conditioned. Bye.
Never going to change. Do-do-do-do.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So she's a female doctor.
I mean, it's not that amazing.
I never thought I'd see the day.
There are female doctors.
I never thought I'd see the day. Yeah, he got us good there. He really got us good. Do you think he knew what he was doing?
Really played with it, like, just using the word stud as well, just to evoke like a male image. He's a genius.
Veronica Stud was used to seeing women naked, but she swooned when she saw the naked Belinda.
Can I just say, as a female doctor, you can still be entirely inappropriate in this scenario. And I believe Dr. Veronica Stud is about to be.
She was stunning. She'd never seen such a perfect specimen of the female body since her visit to Italy 20-something years ago, when the statue of Venus de Milo blew her mind. Only this hot chick had both arms.
God.
Jesus. Right. So the last fitty that she saw...
Venus de Milo.
Hot chick, please.
Hot chick. Dad, come on.
That's such a Rocky-ism.
Hot chick.
I feel like Dad would actually say that as well.
Oh, she's a hot chick.
Oh, hot chick.
Look at that hot chick, Jimmy. Okay, so, thank you, because she's now naked. Belinda, now when is the last time you had sex? Belinda blushed and replied, about 90 minutes ago, sorry.
90 minutes ago?
She was giving a rousing speech about half an hour ago. So clearly someone from Cock.
From Cock, yeah.
Whose cock from Cock was in her vag.
Oh my God, I tried
to... I reckon Des Martin.
90 minutes ago. Oh, okay, yeah, because we've not checked in for a week.
Mm. Still warm then, said Dr. Sturge.
Not how it works, but yeah, okay.
As she hoiked up her white coat.
Just open it.
Taking Belinda's skull in all fingers.
Oh!
Her skull. Oh, right.
She stuffed her into her pussy oven.
Woo!
Pussy oven.
Something's cooking.
She's bland baking that one.
Belinda knew this place well.
Not literally, no.
Not Dr. Studs particularly,
no.
Much like apartments in new build blocks of flats, vaginas were vaginas and only differed by their interior design.
That's clearly what Rocky thinks, isn't it?
Well.
That they're much of a muchness. They're all the same as the flats in a block of flats.
They're basically the same. They just have different...
Sofas.
Art on the
exactly.
walls.
Exactly.
Yeah. Textured rugs, that sort of thing.
Sure, yeah.
Belinda knew her way around a female floor plan all right, so wasted no time in licking it pristine.
I like this, like, building analogy. He's making us sound very blocky.
He's really committed, hasn't he?
Dr. Stud's gamble had paid off big time, and she was happy with the oral sex.
The gamble being, I presume, her career's on the line.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, there's someone unconscious in the bed next to them. So that feels a little bit iffy, doesn't it?
I haven't forgotten that.
Belinda gurgled through the wet pubic hairs, like the bulrushes lining the beautiful Lake Titicaca.
Rocky!
How has it taken 5 books from to Dimension to Lake Titicaca? It writes itself!
That's foul, though, isn't it, actually?
The reeds, yeah. The sort of...
Belinda gurgled through wet pubic hairs like the bulrushes lining the beautiful Lake Titicaca. She enjoyed this doctor's insides.
Oh!
And could tell from the pleasant yet zippy taste that she took care of herself and indulged in a fair and balanced diet of at least 7 fruits and vegetables an hour.
An hour?
She'll have gout.
Dr. Stud was yelping in short but loud bursts. Like that, I imagine.
So wait, we've got beep, meh. Beep, meh, beep, meh. What a cacophony.
Dr. Stud was yelping in short but loud bursts each time Belinda hit the jackpot. And all of a sudden, just like so...
Oh, for God's sake.
Bella exited her coma.
To life or to death?
Her eyes opened to a full moon.
Oh, full moon!
Thank so open.
God for that.
Wait. When you wake up from a coma, this is just a prediction about what's about to happen. You don't sit up and go, what's going on here then? Yeah. I'm a bit jealous. You're like groggy. Well, you're tired.
We don't know. She might be those things. Like, give Dad a minute, you know. Her eyes opened to a full moon and her body sat up in the gurney.
Come on.
Injected with the subconscious terror of being left out, she had willed her way well.
FOMO. woke her up from the como. FOMO from the como.
Is someone eating pussy? Whee!
Belinda stopped licking, but didn't remove her tongue from the blushing folds of Dr. Studd's clitoral area.
Great.
So she's like, no, my phone, I think.
If you don't move, they can't see you.
She's just working up.
Is she mistaking coma victims with dinosaurs?
A T-Rex. Both sexual partners in crime were frozen in shock.
Who? Veronica and Belinda?
Dr. Veronica and Belinda.
I do beg your pardon. I don't respect her degree.
Both sexual partners in crime were frozen in shock. Was Bella brain damaged? Or worse, prudish?
Is worse than brain damaged?
Or worse, alive?
Get me a McMassive meal deal with extra cheese string salsa.
What? What do you want? I've never heard of that meal in my life.
She's speaking in tongues. She's woken up and it doesn't make any sense.
A McMassive meal deal?
With stringy fries, what is it?
No.
Get me a McMassive meal deal with extra cheese string salsa.
Cheese string salsa?
Bella shouted with a grin.
And a chilled chili and chardonnay.
Bottle. That's our girl. Back to life. Said Belinda from between.
She thought she was dead 20 minutes ago. How is it not more shocking than that?
That's our girl. Back to life. Said Belinda from between the good doctor's legs. Brilliant, Bella. I'll discharge you now.
What?
One thing what? At a time, get her a McMassive meal deal first.
What is this fast track hospital?
Responded Dr. Studd as she removed Belinda's face from her pedendum and pulled her high cut briefs up.
Is a pedendum a type of flower? Is that like a chrysanthemum?
Pedendum.
Pedendum.
All right, hang on. Google. Pedendum. A person's external genitals, especially a woman's.
Oh.
That is the word of the week.
Dad has been doing some research.
He always talked about internal attributes, so these are the external attributes. External,
absolutely, yes.
I can't help but feel he's coming to the end of the thesaurus list for vagina. And like pedendums, at the one just before antonyms.
Pedendums where the bulrushes grow.
Quite. Those cummy reeds.
So she's pulled up her high-cut briefs. With a final smile, she left the room.
I would quite like to question this woman's competency. You're discharged, I'm off, pull your pants up, job's a good one.
But maybe she's now out of the unconscious area of her illness, because that's what she was specialising in. Maybe she's like, well, you're now in the hands of the ward sister.
Or fill in the papers? Like, is she even going to shine a light in her eye?
Yeah, anything.
Well, is that not aftercare? That isn't the...
Aftercare?
I don't know.
It's 2 seconds after.
And surely part of your training in unconscious specialism is to know what happens when they become conscious.
Or do you literally just go, I am so sorry, I've never seen this before, goodbye.
They normally don't make it, so you're on your own.
I keep them unconscious.
Good goodness. That was a closer shave than your pussy lids, Bella.
She doesn't shave her pussy lids, just to let you know.
Well, she hasn't shaved them for a week at least.
True.
Why doesn't she?
Because nobody does that. Shaves their pussy lids. You're asking for trouble, aren't you?
How far do you go in?
Who's shaving it? What, like, what year is it?
No, but with like a Brazilian.
Yeah.
How close does the waxing strip get?
Well, Brazilian's like a strip.
Yeah.
Well, what's the one where
the Hollywood goes? Is that a Hollywood L?
Hollywood's all off.
Yeah.
Like a sphinx, as somebody once said to me.
And do they get quite close?
Oh, right up there.
Right up there?
Yeah.
Right in your pedendum?
I mean, they know my pedendum better than I know my pedendum. Let's put it that way.
So, good goodness, that was a closer shave than your pussy lids, Bella.
Why is everybody being so, like, jovial and casual about it? Like,
she's alive. She's alive, by the way. Taken in by Dad once again. In fact, if he tries to kill anyone, I don't believe him anymore.
Bella's got 9 lives.
Long live the NHS!
A little shout-out to the National Health Service.
Bella squawked as they cheersed their overflowing glasses of wine. Clink, guzzle, guzzle.
I have to say, in Bella's case, though, it doesn't feel like the NHS had anything to do with her just suddenly resurrecting.
The NHS are disowning this whole enterprise.
Was there wine in a jug by the grapes by the bed? Where's the wine come from? Was it in the drip?
Probably. Maybe that's what saved her, really. Yeah. A cockeyed smile met a hungry pout, and within seconds, Belinda was stripping Bella from her tissue paper nightie.
No.
Oh, it is the NHS. Boobs fell like the Lehman Brothers.
Wow, topical. Really topical.
Do you know what? I quite like
so
that.
Rocky was so pleased with yeah. himself when
so
he
So they fell fast and first? Is that, is that what it is?
And fucked everyone. Boobs fell like the Lehman Brothers, and soon both women were a swimming pool of each other's meat.
What? That doesn't make sense.
A swimming pool of meat? Oh.
Appetizing, am I right?
My God. Are like you a stew. Oh.
Are you just thinking of a swimming pool filled with, like, ham and pork chops? Yeah, and lamb
basically,
cutlets.
Basically, someone's been clearing up at the Moulin Marron and just shoved it all in a cauldron.
And God. It's warm. Oh. Not hot, but warm.
Flesh passed through flesh.
Passed through, gosh.
And moisture was the texture of the afternoon. Belinda knew that after her long nap, Bella probably deserved a bit of TLC, or tonguing luscious clit. To friends.
Seamless, yeah. To lovely. Friends. Yeah. To friends. That's definitely what friends call it, yeah.
Also, I think a coma is slightly more...
Yeah, not a long nap.
Nap makes it sound ever so trivial.
Luscious clit as
luscious.
Well.
Luscious.
How inflamed is it? It sounds like it's poofy.
The big boss girl wasted no time and spread Bella's thighs like a brand new pair of Steel's premium collection catering tongs.
Oh, like they kind of ping open. I'm getting this. This is a metaphor heavy passage.
Honestly, yeah.
Some work. Some don't.
It's volume, isn't it?
Yeah. He's just throwing them all in.
Scattergun.
Even by Belinda's standards, she was a firecracker of efficiency. A lap here, a nuzzle there. And as for the patient, well, new paragraph.
You do the math.
We'll never know.
And as for the patient, well. Bella's orgasm was intensifying, and with it the frequency of beeps correlating to her heartbeats.
Oh my God.
When it reached the rhythm of the third chorus of Mudd's classic Tiger Feet.
What's that? Hang on.
That's I really love your tiger light.
Does it mean like that?
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Jesus.
She's going for it.
Tiger Feet.
That's my dad's favourite song.
Tiger Feet.
He has a dance for it. Is it? I think it's a thing that they did in the 70s.
He has a dance.
Have you ever seen it? They're like, you know when people dance but they're just walking but staying on the same spot?
Yeah.
It's that. They kind of cross over their legs each time. That's right. And they all do it.
Who's all the...
All of the 60-year-olds, you know. All my parents' friends. And we used to do these big Boxing Day parties as kids. Mum and Dad would throw a huge big party on Boxing Day. And everyone from a surrounding area would come.
Would march on the spot. It would take them forever to get there.
Honestly, the woman who lived underneath us had to complain one year because she thought the roof was going
to
fall in.
We'll have to ask Rocky to actually do that in real life one day.
Oh, yeah. He'll love it.
So, wait, do the rhythm, not with a clap, but just do the rhythm for me. So that's what's going on
that's
on the monitor.
That's a heartbeat.
Beep, 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 beep.
Gosh, that's not good.
When it reached the rhythm of the third chorus of Mudd's classic Tiger Feet, Bella knew she had reached her womanly apex. Her vagina let loose.
Oh, God.
And all the pent-up ejaculation juice thundered over Belinda's body.
Oh, come on!
Wow, like a tidal wave.
Not expecting it, as she wasn't, Belinda swallowed a good gulp or two.
A big gulp or two? So she went, like when you're in the sea and a big wave comes.
Belinda swallowed a good gulp or two, but what joy, eh?
It's all a laugh, isn't it? It's all a bloody laugh.
It's just a bit silly.
Bella was such a spent force that her heart went into meltdown. The machine knackered up and emitted a long, tone-deaf drone of a beep.
No, the machine's broken.
Oh, okay, fine.
Not dissimilar to the dial tone when you've been hung up on.
And not dissimilar to the sound when someone's dead, which is actually what we care about.
Also, Dad... been hung up on so many times.
The familiar tone.
Hello, it's Rocky Fintu. The room was flooded with paramedics, neuroscientists and ward sisters concerned.
The paramedics don't come in. The paramedics are out sorting out people on the streets. They don't drive into the ICU.
Yeah, they very much consider their job done by that point.
Also, I don't think neuroscientists are wandering the halls of Thomas's. All the girls could do was laugh.
God, what are we like?
What are we like? I'm so sorry, God. What a palaver.
This is a chapter for the book, literally.
All the girls could do was laugh, content in the knowledge that they were both still alive. For now.
Oh.
Doesn't mean anything, James. Stop getting so excited.
And that is the end of the chapter.
That was non-bloody stop.
Anyone who was questioning the sex content, as I think you did last week, James.
I was just thinking that. That was sex dense, wasn't it?
It was. Well, I mean, it was dense of things that Dad thinks is sex. It wasn't really sex, was it? I mean,
well,
what
I just,
even
that's
happened?
That's how I describe Bella, sex dense.
Most inappropriate place to have sex so far, probably?
The ICU, yeah.
I think it was the wedding for a while, and now the ICU.
I still think office is quite appropriate.
Job interview for me is...
even in the designated sex room at Steele's, I think, is a little bit weird, but...
But she's alive.
She's alive!
Which is... And seems to be completely unharmed.
Yeah, totally compass mentis for Bella, anyway.
For Bella, yeah. She's got a McMassive meal.
On the way.
But you've got to see it from Rocky's perspective as well. Why would you kill your darlings? Like, you need to keep these people alive. The reason people come back, or I come back, is for Bella.
Okay, fine. I mean, not true for me, but fine. But then don't pretend every 2 seconds that they're dying. I'm not saying he has to kill them, but every 2 minutes he's like, are they alive? I mean, are they dead?
It's quite a high incident of death.
He's the one that made this a stupid spy story to begin with. Like, what? Just have it as an office-based romp.
Why you know, not?
Why did it have to become this ridiculous...
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
What even is it now?
What is it's its own genre? He's created yet another genre all of his own.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, we can look forward to the lawsuit for Dr. Veronica because she's a walking nightmare.
She's going to be struck off. And yes, come back next week.
2 weeks yesterday for the next chapter.
And do not forget, we're going on tour in 2020.
Yes.
Very, very excited. We can't wait to be out on the road again. So do get your tickets because it's going to be a great, great night.
It's going to be a party.
Yeah.
We're going all over.
Yeah, we are. America, Australia, Europe, the UK.
New Zealand.
Everywhere.
Canada.
Ireland.
Yeah, bring your Glee team along. If you listen with a group of chums every week, then you should all come to a show together because it's going to be a riot.
Belinda's Dirty 30.
People come on their own.
Yeah, because you're amongst friends. It's just one big cesspit of Belinkas.
Lovely. You might meet the love of your life there. You never know. You might find another solo Belinka.
The lust of your life, perhaps.
Well, quite.
Yeah, love for either eternity or just one night. You have to come and find out. Brand new stuff from Rocky as well. Never before heard. Could be shit.
Will be shit.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee, isn't it?
So get your tickets from mydadwroteaporno.com/live right now. They're on sale now.
They're flying off the shelves.
They are indeed. And please do get in touch with us, what you thought about this chapter, at dadwroteaporno on Twitter.
If you're more of an Instagram person, it's mydadwrotea.
We're on Facebook and you can email us mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
Okay, guys, do you want to tiger feet out of here?
Oh, shall we?
It's the only way to do it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.